Hello, this is Ben Richardson from the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. I have with me today Stephen Olson, a research fellow from the Heinrich Foundation, and Dr. Zhong Guoping, also a research fellow from the China Development Institute. We've just enjoyed a very lively panel discussion on the consequences of the US-China trade spat, and I think we could probably characterize the takeaway as this: one world, two systems. And the question being, can these two different sides find a way to accommodate each other?
Well, thanks very much. I think if you look at the specific trade disputes that we're experiencing today, be it steel, be it IPR, if you look beneath the surface, you see they're really a reflection of a more important underlying issue, which is the existing trade architecture was created in the image of the United States, Washington Consensus principles of free markets, free trade, and government staying out of the economy. With China's economic rise, pursuing an entirely different model, a model of state-directed capitalist and capitalism and at least quasi-mercantilist policies, the problem we're encountering now is our trade architecture hasn't quite worked out. How do you accommodate both of these economic systems in one trade architecture?
China and the USA are the biggest two countries in the world. And China, although China have already surpassed USA, becomes the biggest trade country in the world, but only in terms of size, not in qualities. And I think two countries need more understanding to each other because the system, the culture, the ideology is really different. And especially China is a long history countries and Eastern cultures. So understanding each other is really important. And China is still a developing country and still a large diversity country.
Well, I would say that there's really no choice. I mean, the U.S.-China trade and investment relationship has been immensely beneficial for both countries. The economies have grown largely interdependent. There really is no alternative other than to find some type of a modus vivendi, some type of an accommodation so that these two countries can continue to coexist, because an indefinite ongoing period of trade wars and trade skirmishes is not a realistic option for any country. There's going to have to be some compromise on both sides.
I agree with this. And any small problem in China is multiple 1.4 billion populations. That's going to be huge problems. And the trend is trend. Nobody can change the trend. So what's the trend? The trend is China now is from labor-intensive industry going to the high-value industries. This is the trend. And in this process, there's some conflicts between each other cannot be avoided. So need more cooperations, need more talks are necessary.
So what I'm hearing is at the end of the day, there's simply too much at stake, both for these two nations, but also for the world at large, for this relationship to be allowed to go south.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much.